Good evening. Welcome back into the PM Sports page here on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII, as it is presented by Jet Physical Therapy and State Representative Jared Klein. It is now time to announce this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And for the first time in several weeks, we have a boy as our Athlete of the Week. And actually, for the first time, Lone Tree High School has been honored with the Athlete of the Week as senior Eric Murray, ace pitcher for the Lone Tree Lions, is our Athlete of the Week. And let me tell you, it was a great week for Eric as he was instrumental in the Lions advancing back to the sub-district final as Murray appeared in all three district games as a pitcher. In his 13 and two-thirds innings pitched last week, Murray earned two victories, allowing three total runs, all of them earned on six hits, walking five batters, and striking out 24. At the plate, Eric posted a .400 batting average for the week, recording three singles and a double. He drove in three runs and scored two more in victories against Sigourney, Highland, and Pekin. And again, we want to welcome Eric Murray, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, into the program. And Eric, congratulations on not only winning this award, but being the first athlete from Lone Tree to win the award. And I know that you guys had kind of a unique experience, you and your teammates, being able to play your first three postseason games at your home complex, an opportunity that not very many high school athletes get to do. Just was curious how much you thought home field advantage played a role in your success last week.
It definitely played a pretty big role for me, being able to, you know, finish out my baseball career, my last district at home. I think that was kind of big for me and kind of big for all the other seniors on the team. And it's always nice to not have to, you know, get on a bus and travel a ways. Play a district game, and it's always plays to our advantage if the crowd comes out, and it's always nice to have a home game.
During your postseason run, you were able to avenge two losses to some bitter conference opponents of yours, beating the Highland Huskies in a marathon game in 11 innings, 6-3, and then followed that up the very next day by upsetting the top-seeded Pekin Panthers, who had beaten you guys twice during the regular season. What victory was more satisfying for you, beating Highland in 11 innings or knocking off Pekin for the district championship?
That's a tough one. And you know, it's always nice to go and beat Highland. In a game like that, you know, it's nice to take a game that goes 11 innings because, I mean, at that point, it's anybody's game, and it's nice to see our team persevere and battle through. But also, Pekin was an excellent win. Keaton Wynn pitched against us. He threw a perfect game. The first game we faced them with 20 strikeouts, and mentally, that was a big challenge for us going in. And it was really nice to go in there and see your team battle and get a win against him as well.
I do want to ask one additional question about that Highland game, because it happened to land, in my opinion, on the hottest day of the year. Not only were you guys had to, you know, do seven innings, you almost played two full baseball games in one night on the hottest night of the year. Talk about that experience and just kind of what you and your teammates put out on the line to get that victory.
Oh, and going through the dugout, you could see the will that everybody had, the willpower that everybody had. They really wanted that game. And as a team, we really kind of going into that last couple of innings, we knew we wanted it. We knew we weren't done. And the heat definitely played a huge factor. Everybody was drenched. Everybody was using wet towels. I mean, it was one of those games where you go out and you just give it your all, take everything you got, and then hopefully you come out on top. And luckily enough, we did.
Eric Murray, senior for the Lone Tree Lion baseball team, is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week and kind enough to give me a few minutes of his time here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. And Eric, you were the ace of a very good pitching staff this year that consisted primarily of yourself, Jake Viner, and Ross Swinton. Curious as to how close you are with the other two main pitchers on the staff and what your feelings are is the best part of the games for both Jake and Ross.
I'd consider myself very close. Before every one of our postseason games, we'd go over and we'd play Mario Kart together, kind of a tradition for us. And definitely with Jake and Ross, Jake is one of those pitchers that you can put him in any situation. He's going to throw strikes and he's going to do his job. He does that so well, and he's developed his off-speed pitches so well. You saw that throughout districts. that he can throw his fastball for strikes anytime he wants to. And then when he adds that curveball to the mix, he's going to be hard to hit. And then Ross, being a lefty and a hard-throwing lefty, he's going to flourish the next couple of years. In the early parts of the season, his head would get out of the game and he'd struggle a little bit. And he's matured so much over the season that it just kind of makes you proud to see how much he's accomplished now from the start of the season.
You mentioned Mario Kart. Who is the Mario Kart champion of the three of you guys? And who do you race with each and every time?
I'd have to say Jake is the best Mario Kart racer. But we also play with Nick Viner, our second baseman, and Drake Dauber, one of our good friends. He plays varsity as well. But, yeah, I'd say Jake is probably the best out of all of us.
What character do you use the most in Mario Kart?
Baby Mario, all the way.
Baby Mario, all the way. As Eric Murray is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, a senior from the Lone Tree Lions. And, you know, I have to ask one question about last night's game, and then we'll move past it. Eric, I know that you have now experienced what it is like to both win a sub-district final and to lose one. I do have to ask, what was the most difficult part of last night's loss to Van Buren?
Most difficult part for me was going out there and not knowing that I didn't throw my best game. You know, I kind of was off my game, and it showed through the first few innings. And against a team like that, that can't happen. And Van Buren's a really good team. I think they're the 2 seed in the state tournament this year, and they're going to be a hard out. And, you know, after that, we went out there with no regrets. I mean, we had nothing to lose. And, I mean, I couldn't be more proud of my team for playing a good game. And I guess they did an excellent job of picking me up after what happened.
Eric, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, it really talks a lot about their core values. And I'm curious as to what some of your core values are and who are some of the people that helped instill those in you.
Going with a lot of positive attitude, I really don't like to see negativity on the field. There's a lot of times where individuals can become negative and affect the whole team, especially in the sport of baseball. And, you know, trying to be a good leader and trying to be positive, even in the worst of times, is one of those things that I try to work on. And that kind of makes baseball more enjoyable for me, and hopefully it makes it enjoyable for the rest of the team.
As far as Coach Gibson, I know he's one that preaches defense and pitching a lot, but as far as life lessons, what are some of those things that you are going to take away from your time playing baseball for him?
Oh, he's definitely taught me to persevere. A lot of games sub-state last year and a couple games this year during the regular season, he comes out to the mound on a visit when maybe I'm pretty struggling and tells me, unless your arm is going to fall if you're not coming out of this game, you're battling through. I know you can do this, and you're a rock. And that's kind of what he's taught me. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better coach. He's taught me so much about baseball, and obviously we've had some success.
Eric Murray, senior for the Lone Tree Lions, kind enough to give me a few minutes of his time as he is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week on AM and FM KCII. And enough about just kind of those hard questions, Eric. I do want to ask a little bit more fun questions because, you know, baseball is definitely a fun sport. And to me, I think that baseball players have more fun after wins than just any other athletes in any other sport. You see kind of people have, you know, after wins have dessert toppings thrown in their face, from whipped cream pies to, we saw Max Scherzer get drenched with chocolate syrup after he threw a no-hitter this year. So I'm curious, if you had to choose one dessert topping to have thrown in your face, would you choose a whipped cream pie or a face full of chocolate syrup?
I'd probably choose chocolate syrup. I honestly couldn't tell you why. It just seems a little bit more enjoyable than a whipped cream pie. Yeah, I think the chocolate syrup would be a little bit better.
What did you think when Max was just drenched in it? I couldn't believe it. I've seen the whipped cream before, but never chocolate syrup.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm being still in high school, it's kind of going to suck to wash your jersey after that. But I think, yeah, the chocolate syrup would have been interesting. I don't know. Yeah, I think that would have been fun.
He's thinking about laundry, so I'm sure your parents appreciate that. As again, Eric Murray, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. I was able to talk with both, Tom Squires, who was your basketball coach, and Steve Gibson, kind of just about the popularity of sports there in Lone Tree. I know basketball is very popular, but baseball has had a very good run the last couple of years. How do you compare the popularity of baseball there in Lone Tree compared to the other major sports that your school offers?
I definitely think in the past few years it's gained a lot of popularity. We've obviously, our fan base has grown a lot since we've had a success in the past couple of years, and I definitely think baseball is going to kind of become one of those main sports at Lone Tree. Obviously basketball and football are all going to have its thunder because we're at 1A small town school in Iowa. I mean, we're just one of those, schools that football and basketball are always there, and it's always a big part of the community. But I think baseball has definitely grown up there, and with the building blocks we have for next year, I definitely think that success is going to continue, and we're going to maintain that popularity.
Now, you've spent a lot of your final high school summer playing a ton of baseball. How do you plan on spending your final weeks of this summer?
Well, I move into college August 21st. The Johnson County Fair, which I'll show at, is next week. So that leaves me basically the month of, August, up until August 20th. I'll probably do quite a bit of fishing. Other than that, just kind of relax, help around on the farm, do kind of stuff like that.
You mentioned, moving into college. Where are you heading to college, and are you going to be playing any athletics at your new school?
I made kind of a tough decision. I'm not going to play baseball in college. I'm going to attend Upper Iowa University in the fall, and I'm going to double major, one major in conservation, the other in criminal justice, and hopefully go down the DNR Park Ranger conservation route.
How tough of a decision was it to not play baseball? Because I do believe that you could have had a successful career there in college.
Yeah, I had some offers from some smaller schools, and they were very, very tempting. But it was one of those things where baseball has always been kind of a hobby for me, and I really didn't see myself making a career out of it. And with a double major, and I knew I wanted a double major, baseball would have made that very hard, and I really kind of felt comfortable hanging up the cleats at this point in time.
Wow, the maturity that Eric Murray has shown is just absolutely impressive. He is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. And Eric, I've taken way too much of your time, bud, but I do want to ask one more question. You mentioned that you're hanging up the cleats. You're just hanging up high school athletics in general. What do you think is the thing that you'll miss most about high school athletics?
I'll definitely miss, the camaraderie, the team building, just, being part of a team that, everybody has each other's back and they go in every game and give it their all. I mean, coming from a small town, there's nothing better. You live by your teammates and die by your teammates. And it's one of those things where I'll miss them the most, being able to be part of that close-knit group and just missing, the whole team bonding, being part of a family.
Our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Eric Murray, the first Lone Tree Lion to win the award. And I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun getting to know Eric off the field. And Eric, I do want to thank you so much. Congratulations again. And want to wish you the best as you head off to college at Upper Iowa University coming up next month.
Thank you.
I tell you, the more and more I do interviews with kids all across the listening area, it just impresses me more and more just how well-spoken a lot of these athletes are and just how good a head they have on their shoulders. Eric Murray probably being one of the finer interviews that we've had on here, and I do want to thank him once again for his time. He is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. Unfortunately, Lone Tree's baseball season came to a close last night, 8-1 the final score against the undefeated Van Buren Warriors, as they will be heading to state, and they will be definitely a tough out come next week at Principal Park.